It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're focusing on a question that's essential for anyone new to mindfulness. What mindfulness practices are best for beginners? Starting a mindfulness practice can feel a little overwhelming, especially with so many different techniques out there. But the beauty of mindfulness is that you don't need to jump in with complicated practices. There are simple, effective techniques that are perfect for beginners and will help you build a strong foundation. When you're first starting with mindfulness, it's important to keep things simple. The goal isn't to achieve some deep mystical state. It's to build the habit of being present, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, and cultivating a sense of calm. Over time, these practices will become second nature. Let's explore some of the best mindfulness practices that are perfect for beginners. Number one, mindful breathing. Mindful breathing is one of the simplest and most effective ways to start a mindfulness practice. It's something you can do anywhere, anytime, and it doesn't require any special tools. Here's how to practice mindful breathing. Sit comfortably with your back straight or lie down if you prefer. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Bring your attention to the sensation of your breath as it moves in and out of your body. Notice how the air feels as it enters your nostrils, fills your lungs, and then leaves your body. If your mind starts to wander, and it will, gently bring your focus back to your breath. The beauty of mindful breathing is that it acts as an anchor, keeping you present in the moment. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can help calm your mind and body. And I'll say something that I say all the time, but it's very important. Mindfulness is not about clearing your mind. Mindfulness is about noticing when you're distracted and refocusing. So every time you notice that you're distracted, that is not failing at mindfulness meditation, that is succeeding. So all you do is notice that you have become distracted by thoughts. Notice the thought, let it go, let it come and go like clouds in the sky, and put your attention back on your breath. Number two, body scan meditation. The body scan is another beginner-friendly mindfulness practice that helps you tune into your physical sensations. This one's especially useful for releasing tension and becoming more aware of how your body feels. So here's how to practice a body scan meditation. Lie down or sit comfortably. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Start by bringing your attention to your toes. Notice any sensations, warmth, tingling, tension, or even numbness. And slowly move your attention up through your feet, legs, hips, torso, arms, neck, and head. As you focus on each part of your body, observe the sensations without judgment. If you notice areas of tension, breathe into them and gently release. This practice helps you connect with your body and promotes relaxation. The body scan is especially helpful before bed or during moments of stress. And once again, your mind will wander. All you do is notice the thoughts that have hooked you in. Allow them to come and go like clouds in the sky while you refocus your attention on whatever body part you were paying attention to. One analogy that I've heard that works really well for me is to allow your thoughts to be there. Don't try to fight them or get rid of them. Just allow them to fade into the background like a radio in the other room. Just like the radio's in the other room while you're working and you suddenly get hooked into listening to some bit of it and realize that you've been hooked in and you refocus on your work and just let it fade back into the background. That's the same thing you do with your thoughts. Number three, mindful walking. Mindful walking is a great way to practice mindfulness while moving. It's simple, it doesn't require any special preparation, and it can be done during a walk around your neighborhood or even on your way to work. So how to practice mindful walking. Walk slowly and bring your attention to the sensation of your feet touching the ground. Notice how your body moves with each step. Pay attention to the rhythm of your breath and how it syncs with your movement. And as you walk, be mindful of your surroundings. What do you see, hear, and feel? If your mind starts to wander, gently guide it back to the experience of walking. Mindful walking is an excellent practice for those who find sitting still difficult. It brings mindfulness into everyday activities and encourages a deeper connection to the present moment. Number four, mindful eating. Mindful eating is a practice that helps you slow down and fully experience your food. This can help you develop a healthier relationship with eating by bringing your full attention to the act of nourishing your body. So here's how to practice mindful eating. Before you eat, Take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you, its color, texture, and aroma. As you take a bite, chew slowly and pay attention to the taste, texture, and sensations in your mouth. Notice how your body feels as you eat. Are you full, still hungry, or satisfied? Put down your utensils between bites to fully savor each mouthful. Mindful eating can help you enjoy your food more and prevent mindless eating or overeating. It's a simple practice that brings mindfulness into one of life's most basic activities. Number five, mindful pauses. Mindfulness doesn't always have to be a formal practice. You can incorporate mindfulness into your day by taking mindful pauses. This involves stopping whatever you're doing for a few moments to check in with yourself. So here's how to take a mindful pause. Throughout your day, maybe set some alarms if you want to, or pair it with something else, like each time before you look at your phone or whatever else you want to pair it with. Now, pause for 30 seconds to a minute. And during this time, take a few deep breaths and bring your attention to how you're feeling physically and emotionally. And ask yourself, how am I doing right now? And just observe the answer without judgment. After the pause, return to your activity with greater awareness. Mindful pauses help you break the cycle of autopilot and bring you back to the present moment. They're perfect for busy days when you need a quick mental rest. As you start incorporating these practices into your life, remember that the key to mindfulness is consistency, not perfection. Start with just a few minutes each day or even 1 minute and gradually build from there. It's better to practice mindfulness for 5 minutes every day than to try meditating for an hour once a week. And with these five different techniques that I've mentioned, I would recommend just trying to incorporate one of them until that becomes a habit, and then adding a second one and a third one. And if you want to do all five, build up one at a time. Just add one habit at a time. The other thing you can do is, if this is something that you want to work on, you might use it as a daily intention. So you could say, as a daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to bring mindfulness into my daily life even more? To learn more about setting daily intentions, check out episode 59, dedicated to intention setting. Mindfulness does not have to be complicated. These simple practices, mindful breathing, body scan meditation, mindful walking, mindful eating, and mindful pauses, are perfect for beginners, and they can help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of mindfulness. Remember, the key is to start small and be kind to yourself as you develop this new habit. That's it for today's episode. I hope that you found some valuable insights into which mindfulness practices are best for beginners and how to get started. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And at jeremywest.net, you can also find the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations for all five of the techniques we talked about today, to help you build a consistent routine. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. You can also send any questions to itsnowagain@gmail.com. That's itsnowagain, no apostrophes, @gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer them in future episodes. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.